Pues.
And sometimes when you go out with the committee, you arrive, you will find out from the agent, and then you will be told that no, the hotel is fine, it's nice, and so on. Then when you are there, you find a complete different story. And if you accede to that,
by connect, usually connect, they just take it and they tell each other, I don't know why. And then I think those who are booking for us, the secretary who is responsible for the committee, must speak to each other. There are members here who will need a fridge because of their diabetic status. Then you go to a hotel, there's no fridge, there's no nothing. That is not good. And then there are members here who are reactionary to smoke. You know, once, because at a hotel, they don't stand as they are, you will find that they don't, you know, divide non-smokers and smokers. Some of us are very much reactive to, I'm reactive to the bedding. If a person who is smoking has left in the bed, I think three hotels have shifted me early hours because I couldn't sleep. Palpitations, coughing, sneezing, this and that, because of the tobacco, what you call, the reaction. So I think our secretary is not keep a trance of our people, I mean, of our agencies. They must see that the hotel must have the place, the hotel must be divided according to smokers and non-smokers. The hotel must also look at the diet. The last hotel I was, we were admitted in the Golden Horse, the very, very posh hotel. But when you go for breakfast, you won't find anything for somebody who does not take red meat. We'll find bacon, we'll find liver, we'll find everything, bull boss, we'll find pork. Let me say you don't take a red meat, you also don't take pork. So you end up starting being a member of parliament. This is very important from the nurse's point of view. I'm a member of parliament, but I'm guiding a nurse. I think this is very important to take into consideration. Whenever the members of parliament are going to be taken out, they must be able to look after members of parliament properly as they do to other MPs of the high status. Thank you very much.
My colleague has said everything, but in health check that we are members of parliament, and particularly this committee, I think they undermine this committee. So you have to tell them that members of parliament says, choosing another way around calling should decide for the members of parliament, because they're taking decisions, they're decision makers here. So you have to tell them that they need 1, 2, 3. As from today, Connect is not going to be 3 terms for members of parliament. But Mamala has said that now it's symbolic. I've seen that in there is an Eastern case.
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay. So I think we have to change things around now. The members of parliament said 1, 2, 3. But what Mamala has said, it should be taken into consideration as a matter of emphasis. Thank you.
As far as that, let me say we are going to a lodge. There must be a telephone. The last lodge we in Northern Cape, Kuruma, we find that they are renovating. There is no telephone in the room. When I started to react, I don't know who to contact. I only devise my own ways of trying to get sleep. They must also be telephoned. I think we are compelled to be taken into a posh hotel. They like it or they don't. Thank you.
Same status. We have to enjoy the same status at the top level.
What do you think, lady?
No interior.
Yeah. I'm happy some other people are talking about, because my secretary wanted to cry.
No, it's really, I think, Parliament.
where we were, he wanted to try, could see that he could fly somewhere else. Because I just came to be very impossible, because they don't even consider whether you are who, they just put you anywhere, you know. And this is what we are talking about when we talk about public relations. And we exhausted this. I think that we have done a, so far we have done a very good job. The committee is happy. Now we can, you can cause this, the way you have caused it, and maybe a few things that you can try and work on. At least we are also very happy because everybody has been included. It's not only us who have done this together. And
thanks, ma'am. What we are going to say, we are going to cross this, but where there are these you know, gray areas, I think the office of the house chairperson and presiding officers will have to assist us on that regard. For instance, if I can share with the committee, there was one committee that went to oversight the visit outside the parliament. there was a debate about if the committee is hosting public hearings in the provinces, must the committee provide a lunch for communities? And that has been something that endless debate. And there are catering, I mean, people who provided the catering to that, and which parliament the current is refusing to pay. Because they said in terms of the policy, that is a gray area. There's nothing that this committee is hosting public hearings in the province. Therefore, the committee must host, I mean, must provide lunch to communities, there's nothing in the policy and so on and so on. So I'm saying these are some of the things really that we need to challenge, you know, the higher up offices on there, so that a decision must be made. If we decide to conduct public hearings in Mpumalanga, why is it not necessary to provide lunch to everybody? Because at that particular time, we are the people who have called those people to come to a community hall or to whatever area where we have invited them to. So they went to that hall because they've been called by the community. But why, if we provide land, then we must provide the land to members of parliament only and the support staff? What about those people that we have called? I mean, they set aside their things and so on, and attend the public meeting and so on. So I'm saying that these are some of the issues really that we need really to be given some guidance on them really, because they really cause a headache and sometimes some conflict between chairperson and committee secretaries and so on.
I hope that you are not talking referring to us. No. And the Umtata. If one remembers the Umtata, we had to use a whole lot of full pots. Because also these people in the, you know, in the areas that we visited, they are very tricky. The whole time we had a meeting for the whole morning, they were not preparing. Just when we went to leave, they arrived because they want us to leave the food with them. And I was just thinking, really, how do we account for such a thing? We never had anything. It went, the other people had left. It means this is going to go back to the people who have been cooking. But nevertheless, you know, maybe these are some of the things we must look at. We're putting wrong people at the wrong place. People have never dealt with public hearings, public meetings, what it means, what kind of a target you have. Because if you have people coming from a lane, going right in the outskirts of some time, what, they wake up in the morning, they leave their houses at about 4 o'clock,
and they come there, they sit for the whole morning, and wait to access the day. Those are some of the things you
must know when you are preparing. You are quite right. I don't know whether someone would like to make an input. I can see everybody just thinking about the flight.
No, no.
Especially Martin.
Now, I will bring you the paper.
Can I go back to my chair? Yeah, we all have the program. In front of us, I think we're watching the program. Two programs, yes? Yeah? Three. Members, I have to apologize to you. I know this is not the way we usually work. We can't give a program to people on that day and expect them to really comment on the program. I'm trying to get my office right. I can't get it right. I don't know if you could just go through this. We've got something here and go through. This is it's about the last item. Where is that? Where is that? Yeah, and then we just go over this. We'll start with the 1 year paper. On the 30th July, some of the things have happened. There's two, there's some. The committee oversight visit, termination of pregnancy. What is it? I want you to comment on this program because I don't want to be the only one who's complaining.
Okay.
The very program we're having. It says here, 30th July, committee oversight this is Western Cape.
Right.
And it goes to the 13th to the 17th, committee oversight this week. All provinces. Now I don't know about this. And so, I can't wait to my gun. And so, Peter, I am doing it too. Not to have to be enough. I think we must have a better way of working on it too. Because that is like something that is on our. On the 24th August, minutes of the previous meeting. Okay. You see, there are other things actually happening today, like the minister. You see, if I try, you see, because it was between me. Yeah. 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 We've got a briefing by service providers on gender mainstreaming. Who are the service providers? Who are those? What do you think about this program? I don't think we can. Let's just look at the items. Nick. Okay.
Thank you for the first time. Yes, Mwani, I think this is the first time we've now gone on the program.
If you look at all these, some of them, maybe they don't have any. It does mean it. You don't have issues to assess it. Maybe we should look at it and come back to the next issue.
If I may come in.
I want to propose that we refer this program back to the management committee to look at it. There are those who are in the management committee who can relook at this and bring it back to us again after restructuring it. But what I would like to know from the EE, the committee here, are there any issues that they think, if they recall in their mind, we haven't done, you know, issues that relate to the mass, maybe closely recommendations, and then when we do this, issues that would deal with it, and then population development. We've just lost those two, Mama. You know, we're dealing with them. The crisis and what? Condition of pregnancy, what the role of women is in terms of the health and the damn child and everything. If people have got issues that we can make follow up on, Mandu, can you please send them? Because I think we should deal with these things currently. HIV, the way it relates to women, and somehow we can deal with these things and then we put them on the agenda. Baba Mabe, issues of our partnership with men, yeah, on gender issues, what the role of men, our colleagues here in Parliament, what role they are playing. Because we have learned twice in this Parliament and this committee when we call our counterparts to come and attend, like you always come in. You are one example. When I don't talk, And when we ask you to go to places, when we want to go with you, you are ashamed of us. You leave us in the and tell us that. And we want you to, if you can sit down with Ubuse. You know Ubuse?
No.
You know him? And maybe these are some of the things you can do to call Michelle again. You know, I've been sharing a floor with him and he's a Western Chief last month. He's more advanced now with Michelle, you know, because he has identified as making what men were meeting all this time with a superiority out. That they have to do extraordinary things because they are men, which are also stressing them. You know? So these are some of the things we must talk about so that men are aware. Yeah. I think we take striving away and we can go to identify you to do this last level. Hey, this is stressing you, she said. Because we said, I'm sorry, I think we have grown up stronger. We can go to an extent of what we expect you to do in there as men. We expect you to go in extra mile. Yes, yes, I say this to them. Because they are a man, you have to go and buy the Viagra. Because those are some of the things you must talk about. We are stressing you.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, you people here.
Yes, well.
Yeah, and things that are unnecessary because we are all equal in this matter. Maybe he weakens and then this thing of because I'm a man, I must, you know, always. And they are ashamed to say, no, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I think we said, okay, and give us a good lesson.
Yes, there is also a request that we recently received from the Office of House Shelters and Retailers that FSC finance and fiscal recommendations that were referred to the select committee, portfolio committee on finance. Now, we have been advised that those recommendations cut across a number of committees. And this committee is one of those committees, and health and social development and so on. But I think what we also need to do is we need to put in one of our programs, either in this term or in fourth term as well, so that we can get these FSC people to come here and also brief the committee about these recommendations, and then how do we respond to what they have proposed.
Going to be, there's going to be a panel. let me first give the background of the whole thing. There's a steering committee that has been headed by the deputy speaker and myself and Kiki from not from this committee. I am the chairperson of this committee by virtue of being chairperson of these two committees in Parliament. Mr. J and Sample, I think by being part of this also, Mrs. Jay. And Priscilla, Uspelo, Umapena, also from this committee. It's on the steering committee. And who else was there? Okay, the chairperson. The deputy chair. Also. And we have been having meetings. We decided on the dates. It's the 27th, the 8th, 29th. Now, on this particular, which I don't have the program with me here, that I definitely give a briefing on this. And now lately, because people are going to be seeking maybe interviews from different radios, names of people have been identified who are going to speak in the community radios and on the television also, I think. Sample has spoken on that channel, the Assembly Parliament. I think many people have seen her last week, Sample. She has been speaking there for 30 minutes, I think, about it. Now, I think this is the 10th Women's Parliament, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 10th one. That we are having in Parliament. This one, I think the team, thematic topics are institutional mechanism that are intended to promote gender equality, original mechanism and international instruments that South Africa is submitted to, women in decision-making positions. And we'll go on to women in education, women in the environment, women in access to land property. And we say here, I think everybody has received it. But I just wanted to talk about the article. There's a panel that is going to be sitting there, and we thought we should have Uberma from the committee disabled is going to be there. And who else was there? Two people from outside, Uspelo and who's other lady? Oh, Priscilla. Priscilla, they are going to be sitting there. Yes, on Sunday. Just saying. Those are members of this committee. And I think two people from outside, nobody saw somebody. They are going to be the panelists. So it's going to happen here for the assembly on Sunday. Unfortunately, I won't be there, and Martin also indicated that he won't be there. But they said each of us, as members of that committee, should bring 10 people. And I thought the 10 people that I'm bringing, this is committee members from us. And I asked Mamurumi to approach people yesterday. I don't know whether she has done. Okay, those who are interested to come on Sunday, we ask you, we can come, please. And then,
it is said to bring 10 NDCs from Western Cape and UK. I don't know where he's going to get them. He's going to the funeral now. And I think Makati can bring 10 people that you can get. Agrimake, you won't be overlooked because you were supposed to bring someone, another 10, but now you are not somebody. I think those members who can afford to come on Sunday should please come. And on Monday, here we are going to, unfortunately, we don't have the program here. You can tell us. That's why you should have submitted the link. I didn't see you are volunteering to bring 10 people. Because the people who were given this chance is caring committee members. Hmm? You know what? I don't know if you are in South Africa now, maintain their court. And now we are saying, if you can assist those you think that you won't be able to do. Not any chance, that's why I made you join the committee, because I knew I don't have time. And the members of the committee, they've got their tickets, they can come, because on Monday they will be coming to work in any day or Tuesday. If they are interested, they can come on Sunday. They've got houses here, they are going to sleep in their houses. That's why I'm here, I'm going to deal with the committee. They are going to get my son. Oman, you are here. No, other people told me, if I knew you, they have received. They have received. Those who feel that they can't, not Makati, see, they think, yeah, but we don't know these other decisions that they can ask with, and we just come and grab a chance to meet you. How do you get Makati?
We'll see if we can be able to make it for Sunday, but on Monday, definitely we will be here, and on Tuesday, there's that debate on that very same topic. I'll be debating on the land and agricultural issue.
Yeah. On Tuesday. And I'll be debating on the natural, regional and international instruments.
And something on the land space on women.
Yeah.
Women and land.
Yeah, also on that. No, it's a. You take the. No, you deal with the issue of 30%. You start there. You start with the 30% what we achieve. In South Africa, and you go to the 50%, the concept of 50%, what does it mean? What problems are we having in Parliament to convince our Mamu Nantiga opposition party? Because we should take them along. That is when we'll achieve this thing. And then you deal with the representation of in cabinet and the area that we haven't conquered yet with business. Yes. And yeah, those are the things we should take. Yes. Bye-bye, ma.
Bye.
And that is it. There's also that debate and that thing on Sunday. Okay. And somewhere, I think we've sorted out, sorted in different areas. For instance, this has just launched me to be, what do you call it, speaker, I mean, this is you. When the deputy president is going to be talking, I don't think it's just, I'm just trying to figure this. How do I sit up there and to tell a deputy president, you can't buy by me, I'm taking him in my because I find it to be too big for me.
Hello, sir.
And
how
other people are going to be doing other things. I think it's going to be by the list of things. They are going to be commissioned on this thematic area. And people like on the program we have Abu Lulu, who are going to be on the issue of land and all the other things. Yesterday I heard that
we had forgotten the president of the African National Congress in the city. I think we are going to slot her in somewhere, Mabel, because she called to say what role did she play. And now that Kiki Magaye, Kiki says, okay, yes, done. So she'll be part of the all the big shots will be there. Mabel, how is that when?
I'm looking around.
Looking around? Okay.
When someone asked who is that he was supposed to be attending the women's meeting, we were told that the people identified that was, or committees were identified to attend the meeting. So, people thought that they were going to get something from their pigeonholes that were going to tell them that you are supposed to be attending that thing. I'm sure there will be also that challenge in terms of the 2 days of next week. That it is not clear. People might not come if they are supposed to come because of the thing. We don't know who else that you should attend and who should not. Now I'm going to answer, not on behalf of the whole standing committee, maybe I'll be talking in this unnecessary. But from what I've experienced, I've been coming in to Parliament as Twitter. Coming into Parliament to come and do part of this with Jerry, and then coming into Parliament to come and see the steering committee, what is it doing? I've been told that I'm going to be speaking, I'll be interviewing. I've been coming into Parliament, and I indicated to OJV and everybody, if anyone wants me, I'm in the steering committee of RNB Women's Day, but I run in and out. No one said anything about the steering committee. I don't know whether my friend, it was a lie, it was just quiet. Up to last week when we went to Namibia, we didn't know what next is going to transpire. The office of his deputy speaker and part of the steering committee, who are the people who are dealing with this professors and everything, going ahead with this, they did all these things. That's why I'm saying some part people just have to rub a check some things. So, your consent is very valid. We were surprised, I must tell you, not because we like to appear on TV, that can you have a panel that doesn't even have one of the persons who are leading women, in Parliament, like me? Because, but we couldn't ask that because it would look like the charges in the position. Those are the things that decisions that have been taken somewhere else. So, how they manage the whole thing, I don't know. Because if they say it's a women's parliament, I think the women in parliament should be there.
Thank you, Chair Person.
It's heartbreaking. You sometimes feel that this committee should have never been created. Because we are dealing with women's issues here, this committee. Now, a lot of things are happening here that this committee doesn't know. Things that are related to women's issues. Now, I think really we must take it up, Tina, the members of this committee, and go to the presiding officers and say to them, nothing about us without us. We must really stand up. If we don't stand up for ourselves, next year we will be complaining again, because this thing happened also last year. Now we are told that we must assist, we must do 1, 2, 3, we must do this and that, but we're not involved from the beginning of everything. I'm very much skeptical of doing something that I don't know. I might embarrass myself in front of the people. So, I think, Chairperson, we are mandating you to call the Deputy Speaker to this committee And so that we can air out what we want to tell us, that
everything is big. When everything has been done, then the committee is called on board. This is very wrong. For me, it
really dehumanizes me. It makes me feel that I'm not putting any value in whatever women things are done in this parliament. So I think it's high time that we should take it up. After this, we should really call the deputy speaker and whoever is involved in this thing, those who have a mandate, to say, this is how we want this thing to be conducted, not the way you are doing it. Because we cannot always be rubber standing.
Because I think he understands me by now. I wasn't going to go to the funeral because I was just annoyed. I just had to say, I apologize to Jerry and say I'm going to the funeral. I just thought I must go to East London because I really don't understand what caused the people of us being in that steering committee. Because what do we report to our committee? If we are going to the rubber stamping, but now, for instance, I was giving an input about the CEO of the OSW because he's supposed to give a presentation. What is he doing? Yeah, and I said, I think maybe we mustn't have a problem. And the deputy speaker insisted that why am I saying? I said, I don't want to say anything. She said, no, just keep us. I was telling him about what the OSW CEO, the disappointment that they did when we wanted them to come here. They couldn't come in, told us. And I told her about their participation in the steering committee of the worst thing, you must ask them to be chosen as a woman to coordinate the women's dating. How OSW would fail in the province. And when I said this, ask Mazela, I was lambasting to say we all learn by mistakes. Now, you. And I thought now it's becoming personal, that's why I didn't want to talk. Because I was trying to give an advice that we might experience problems in the year. And the next thing I said, okay, can we have Usuze? Usuze Ngobo coming in for a commission or something. Now the speaker took Susan and compared her with, I wasn't doing that. And said, we can't bring Susan because of the problems they had in OS. I said, I didn't mean that. That's not. But you can't lose that memory, that Susan, on gender issues. Yes. The way what she should be there. So you see, maybe it's to communicate. I just thought, no, maybe we're not the best people to be there. Yeah. If there's nothing else, thank you very much for the attendance. And we know that some of you are going to be there. Thanks to our attendance, everything because we have to be attendance. But we have done us very well. And for this committee, and I hope our sector is going to improve on the community. Yeah. Thank you very much, everybody.